WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Southern California's devastating wildfires are raging and spreading.
Instead of a snowstorm, it was a flame. Instead of a snowstorm, it was a flame storm. Okay, and it was being blown by 60-mile-an-hour winds. We just turned off the water and grabbed some things and got out of here.
10 people have now been killed. The number of homes and buildings destroyed, 10,000. Correspondent Danya Backus is on the front lines.
The death toll is rising and the flames are still spreading. Thursday, the Kenneth Fire erupted in Woodland Hills.
This new fire shows that we are absolutely not out of this extreme weather event.
Pacific Palisades resident John Carr defied evacuation orders and stayed behind to protect his and his neighbor's homes from the fire using a water hose.
The house was built by my mother and father in 1960. I think I owed it to them as well to try my best to save it.
Officials say a drone collided with a firefighting aircraft over the Pacific Palisades blaze, putting it out of commission. Supreme Court has refused President-elect Trump's last-ditch effort to avoid sentencing at his New York hush money trial this morning. CBS's Katrina Kaufman on the consequences he faces.
No imprisonment, no probation, no fine, but it does leave Trump branded a convicted felon.
The high court hears arguments today over the fate of TikTok and whether a new law can force its Chinese owner to sell or be banned in the U.S. in a week and a half. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Free speech and freedom of the press issues usually get very broad First Amendment protection from the Supreme Court over the decades. That would be in TikTok's favor. But the Supreme Court is always very respectful to the executive branch when it comes to national security.
The 39th president is back home in Georgia after a state funeral in Washington. Correspondent Jim Crisula from Plains.
Family and friends of former President Jimmy Carter came together at his beloved Maranatha Baptist Church to say goodbye. His longtime personal pastor, the Reverend Tony Loudon.
He advocated for justice, fairness, and equality for all people, regardless of race, creed, or gender in America, all around the world.
There was a short service outside the Carter's home before the former president was laid to rest beside his wife, Rosalind.
Controversial former beauty queen and orange juice spokeswoman has died. Anita Bryant's career virtually destroyed when she crusaded against gay rights in the 1970s. Her family says she died of cancer at her home in Oklahoma. She was 84. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is Jordan Love ready? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s this afternoon with a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more snow Saturday night into Sunday. We could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing on the program, as well as Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Friday morning, January 10th, 2025, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media radio network or on the app, or by podcast, or watching us on social media. We appreciate you wrapping up the first full week of the new year right here, the first full working week of 2025. It feels like we've had two or three of these. It's been a long one, but we are here, and I got a question for you. Did you know that the sun is already setting 20 minutes later than it was, you know, just a couple of weeks ago when the solstice hit? Now, the sun is still rising at the same time, 7:43, you know, as late as it gets. But that's going to start working its way backwards as well. But, you know, 20 minutes of a little extra light at the end of the day is, well, it's better than a poke in the eye, I guess. We will continue getting through winter here. Temperatures are already 10, in some cases, 20 degrees warmer than at this time yesterday. It's 10 degrees warmer here in Lake Wissota, where it's 22. Hayward's at 20. Amory's at 22, Wausau 21, and La Crosse, it's 24 right now. In Rapids, it's 22, Green Bay 27, Madison 24, Waukesha's at 19, and at Radio Park in Racine, it is 23 degrees right now. And Alicia writes on YouTube very simply, woohoo. I can't say it the same way, that probably the same enthusiasm that she feels, but you know, she really can't wait until those early sunrises come back once again. Coming up on the show today, things are a little different than what you've come to expect on Fridays. Fridays at 6:30, we normally talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil. Sadly, he is caught up in the evacuations in Los Angeles because of the terrible wildfires there after that windstorm and dry conditions. So Kia had to move elsewhere temporarily, and we hope to hear more from him that hopefully think he is safe and well. But we will talk with a couple of my other Courier Newsroom colleagues, Billy Ball in North Carolina, Isabel Soisson from our Courier Newsroom national team, about some of the stories that they have been following this week. Then in our second hour, we have typically talked to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel separately, and then we talk to veteran journalist Mark Jacob, or sometimes Jennifer Schulze, separately. And of course, on Wednesdays, we talk to Todd Albaugh. And I thought, why don't we get the gang together? So at 7:20 this morning, we're going to start basically a weekly panel of looking at the week's headlines with Jim Santel and with Jennifer Schulze and with Mark Jacob. Todd Albaugh will sit in this week, and we'll rotate that chair through. as everybody talks about, basically a weekly wrap-up of what we all had so that we can kind of deprogram. Let's do just kind of a memory dump and go into the weekend and forget all about it until first thing Monday morning. What do you think of that? So we'll give that a go at 7:20 this morning, and you can join us along the way at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. As always, you can text us at that number, or you can call or text us through the Civic Media app, or as just happened on YouTube there with Alicia, you can post a comment on our YouTube page or the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page as well. You can email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter by clicking subscribe at the top of our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Greg Bach is standing by at Radio Park in Racine right now to get his weekend started. His weekend, of course, is not like yours and mine. We're done working.
Oh,
God, Greg's got to go to his other thing now, but his other thing is kind of cool. I mean, come on, he helps run. He's got a comedy club.
Yeah,
Greg, you know, our theme this week for me and for Sherry, and I think for you as well, has been, damn, we're tired and we work really hard.
Yeah.
But you know, given what we do compared to other folks' really stinky jobs. Okay, we're tired, but, you know, we're okay. Greg, it's a comedy club. It's so cool. What's that Laughing Tap this weekend?
We have Nate Craig coming in four shows. He is a Madison native. He made his way to Los Angeles. He has toured all over the country. He opens regularly for Bill Burr. His last comedy special was executive produced by Bill Burr, and he has been on Netflix and all sorts of other great stuff. So four shows. Tonight's early, tomorrow's early, and tomorrow's late are pretty close to selling out. If you're in the area, you want to see a show, Friday night late, there's lots of tickets available, 7:30 and 10 p.m. Yes, 10 p.m. And those are available at laughingtap.com, $22 at the $22 online, $25 at the door, no drink minimums.
You see what we're doing here? We are so tired, but we are dragging ourselves across because, again, there are good things about our lives. We just need to sometimes remind ourselves now and then with that little pep talk. What's today's T-shirt, by the way?
Oh, this is my handy-dandy The Swag Shop in Atlanta. It's a barber shop.
Oh, that's right.
Run by Killer Mike of Run the Jewels.
Okay. All right. Really good. And will Sunday be the full day off, Greg meets his couch and takes a nap weekend?
Nope.
Oh, my. Okay.
I got a meeting that's going to be most of the day.
Oh, then, a meeting. Yeah, oh, and then I'm so sorry.
We have a show that night, so it's straight through until I got a week from Monday off. A week from Sunday off.
Okay. All right. So at least you have something to work toward. That's the thing, is something to work toward. And again, that's always important here for us as well. We will, you know, we take a midwinter vacation. We booked it months ago.
Yeah.
And I sent the note around yesterday letting some of the folks know when it was going to be. So in case we get some fill-in hosts, I sense a return of Bach in the Dock at some point in February.
February? Okay, cool. Because I told you I'm going on vacation at the end of the month. I'm going to Memphis.
I don't know that you did, but I'll approve it.
We'll
sure.
talk about it later.
I'll allow it.
I
That's fine.
I mentioned it to you. My apologies. Okay.
Well, remember, I'm old. I might have forgotten too. It could go either way now with us. That's how either old and or tired we are at any given point here.
There's Bach in the Dock, and there's old and tired.
Guess which show you're listening to right now? Not the one with the nice doctor lady. No. Who by the way is posting some wonderful pictures about her break, and I don't know if she's back this coming Monday or not. I'm assuming she is, we'll talk all about that as well, because this is, you need this in the middle of winter. You need to set something, not just necessarily a vacation, but something fun, a weekend, a night out, anything like that. Otherwise it makes you a little bit crazy here.
Well, that's what we do in January. We always take a Wednesday through Monday in January, and we get out of town. We try to go somewhere somewhat warm. Like New Orleans has been the warmest, but even still it was like 60 degrees. But we just want to get out of the really super cold and be just, you know, having fun. No meetings, no work, no nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Alicia, for the comment on YouTube. You guys definitely deserve time off.
Yeah.
And she knows that her job can definitely get stinky. And I can't recall what it was, but it is a job that does get stinky sometimes. Yeah. So I hope she gets a little bit of time off as well. Wanted to talk just a quick thing about sports, only because it's the college football playoffs. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try that again. College football playoffs this weekend, the final four, if you will, and apparently a very thrilling game last night between Notre Dame and Penn State, where Notre Dame, the 7 seed, by the way, has advanced to the national title game after beating Penn State 27-24 at the Orange Bowl in Miami. A big, thrilling finish for Irish fans, thanks to an interception with just 33 seconds left in regulation, setting up Notre Dame for a game-winning field goal. So, boy, do I feel bad for that Penn State quarterback. But Notre Dame will play in the national championship game in Atlanta on January 20th against either Ohio State or Texas. Those two teams will square off tonight in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. So there's your little update on the college football playoffs. Yes, sir.
Do you know what I didn't realize until I started doing this show this year? Like, about college football,
what
is that? All the bowl games are essentially brackets taking you to the national championship.
They are now, yes. They used to be such this weird, you know, scattershot thing. They meant nothing, and yeah, now they're brackets taking us someplace.
That's interesting.
They have purpose now.
There you go. Maybe I'll be interested in them one day.
One day. It's just not today. It's all we can do to maintain confidence for the Packers, who play the Eagles in the wild card round of the playoffs. That's this Sunday afternoon, pregame at 1 o'clock on Civic Media stations in Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, or Park Falls. Meanwhile, the Badger men's basketball team is in action tonight against the Minnesota Gophers. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock. You can catch it on the Civic Media app and on stations in Amory, Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. So all that is yet ahead. The Milwaukee Bucks, they play tonight in Orlando. Let's see. The Badger women's basketball team is home tomorrow afternoon against 8th-ranked Maryland. The Badger women's hockey team, ranked number 1 in the country, is at home Saturday and Sunday against Minnesota State. The Badger men's hockey team is home tonight and tomorrow against LIU. The 7th-ranked Marquette men's basketball team is off until next Tuesday when they travel to DePaul. The Marquette women are home tomorrow afternoon hosting Villanova. So that's your little update on sports. One of the things that we're going to talk about in our next hour more with Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze and Todd Alba and Jim Santel is basically Meta going MAGA. And what is it with what's happening with Mark Zuckerberg at Meta, parent company of Facebook and Instagram and Threads, in his rush to embrace Donald Trump and curry favor ahead of his inauguration? The three big billionaires in this country, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and of course Elon Musk, have all joined together with Trump in a way that surely sends a message to the rest of America, you would hope, about where the priorities of this administration are going to be, who's going to benefit the most from it. And again, it bears repeating that if they're talking just about restoring the 2017 tax cuts and invading Panama and somehow acquiring Greenland, you should not be looking for any big change in the price of eggs or any of the other things that they said they were going to work on. So stay tuned for that discussion in our next hour. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Friday morning, when you're here, you're up north live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily. or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're muted, Pat.
You know what we need to do? Since we can't put a button on your board that sends an electric shock to my chair that tells me that I've still got my mic muted, we at least need a better, we need a sound effect or something like that. Because, I mean, just hearing you going, Pat, you're muted. It's just like, Pat, you're a dummy. Let's at least make it funny. Let's look for just the right, like being hit over the head with a mallet in a cartoon or something like that. Maybe a chicken that's squawking. I don't know. Anything that says, Pat, hit the mute button.
Yeah. We'll get a celebrity to do it.
That would work. I was saying the late, great Jim Croce was born this day in 1943. We'll have today's history lesson coming up in just a bit. Today on the National Day calendar, I'll tell you that one of the days is National Save the Eagles Day. And Christina Lori focuses on Eagles, the bird, not the music group, in our newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the banner atop the homepage. And she writes about the popularity of bald eagle watching in Wisconsin and some places where you can see them this time of year, especially places that still have open water. We feel very blessed here on Lake Wissota that we don't have a lot of eagles year-round, but in early spring, just as the ice breaks up and the river starts to open, it's always right about that time that we get a few extra eagles coming past, no doubt on their way to other places up north. So learn more about eagle watching and our newsletter. Again, that's over at upnorthnewswi.com. Looking at some of the headlines today, there was obviously the funeral yesterday for former President Jimmy Carter, where you had 5 living former presidents gathering, along with first ladies, vice presidents. Let me make one thing clear. If you really want a good eulogy to be said at your funeral, get yourself an adversary turned friend. Now, I have learned over the years, just through both observation and experience, that some of the best friendships are the ones that were forged by people who at first were adversaries in some way, shape, or form, and then found some common ground and got to be really good friends. In this case, I'm referencing the eulogy delivered yesterday by Steve Ford, son of former President Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was defeated by Jimmy Carter in the election in 1976. Gerald Ford wrote a eulogy. He agreed. They both asked each other, Ford and Carter, to give the eulogy at their funeral. And obviously, only one of those was going to be delivered in person. And in this case, it was Steve Ford delivering the eulogy that his father wrote for his former adversary, talking about the friendship that they had forged after that and recognizing their passion for service, their faith, the the friendships that their families had built. It was, in my mind, and I'm not saying I have a ton of experience with eulogies, but I can only think of one eulogy of a significant political figure that tops it, and that would be Vice President Walter Mondale's eulogy for Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey when he passed away. It's worth looking up on YouTube. Just a magnificent tribute to a friend and professional colleague. And former President Ford did the same from the afterlife for his friend Jimmy Carter. And it would be tough to say you didn't get a lump in your throat when he didn't end with his father, the former president's words to Jimmy Carter saying, welcome home. So it was a very nice ceremony. Good remarks delivered by other folks, certainly President Biden included. And then there were, like I said, the exchanges, the moments between figures. It was the first time that we'd seen Donald Trump and Mike Pence together. It was a very short handshake. Some words were spoken very briefly, not to make light in a funeral, but it really wouldn't surprise me if it lasted for about the length of time that it says, hi, I hate you. Yeah, hi, I hate you too. And, then they moved on. And the only person who really had any kind of exchange with Donald Trump was former President Barack Obama. And it's almost as if all of the ex-presidents got together and said, I think they drew straws and Obama got the short straw. And they're like, you have to sit next to him. And you see the President Obama sitting there and President Trump is talking to him, and Trump is doing 80 to 90% of the talking. And Obama's kind of nodding and occasionally putting something back at him. But let's just say it was not necessarily a love fest there. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be about Jimmy Carter. And again, I hope that over these past couple of weeks, many more Americans thought back to somebody who was trying to do his best for all Americans, not just for the people who voted for him. Somebody who served his country in war, somebody who served his country in political office, and somebody who served the world and mankind through the good works that he did after his presidency. I mean, when he was defeated in 1980, he was still, I think, 56. He lived almost half of his life after being president of the United States and helped eradicate one particular disease, built countless homes, brokered peace agreements, and so much more. And I don't feel like the speakers necessarily took any kind of a shot at Donald Trump directly, but there were a couple of references, again, to being more service-driven than driven by, personal ego and a drive for personal power. And I don't think that that was necessarily meant to be aimed at Donald Trump so much as other Americans who maybe need a reset, who maybe need to do a gut check on their own cynicism about politics. And trust me, I understand the cynicism about politics, but cynicism can grow to an unhealthy level. It's one thing to want to make sure that a politician is doing what they say they're going to do and to hold them accountable. It's another thing to paint with a broad brush and say they're all corrupt and they're all getting nothing done. And Jimmy Carter is exhibit A in how you can have good people trying to do good things when you vote them into office. All right, we'll come back and talk to a couple of my Courier Newsroom colleagues next in place of Kiev Akil. You're up north.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It may not be much to look at across the state of Wisconsin these days, but getting chores done without the snow, a lot easier. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I think we'd all like to see maybe a little snow across the state to protect our hay and winter wheat. But in New York State, they're glad it's done. Bryce Windecker is a dairy farmer himself, also a broker analyst with EverAg. I talked to him yesterday, and he said his particular area picked up a lot of lake effect snow.
Yeah, we've gotten a plethora of lake effect snow, a very thin band, only spanning about 1 hour north to south. But the people that got it got a lot of it. We were on the southern end of it and got about 2.5 feet. And then you go north and just west of me, they got 74 inches in 3 days last weekend.
74 inches, folks, that's just a little over 6 feet of snow in some areas of upstate New York over the course of a weekend. Bryce Windecker sharing the story. He's a dairy farmer himself and also a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said that milk did continue to move. It didn't turn into a transportation issue for them, but he said there were some roofs that collapsed on dairy barns as well as sheds that they did have to deal with. The markets we're dealing with on a finally Friday morning, generally positive. Numbers are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
In the early morning hours of a Friday, right now March corn's up a penny at $4.57. December new crop unchanged at $4.47. March soybeans are up a nickel at $10.04. November new crop up to $10.16. March wheat, penny stronger at $5.35. July new crop up a penny at $5.56. Barrel cheese as well as AA butter was unchanged yesterday. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to $1.89.75. That's just a quick snapshot on the markets. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s this afternoon with a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more snow Saturday night into Sunday. We could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment
brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight. This weekend, we welcome brand new band Take Back the Sun, and Terry chats with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin polka. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
93.5 The Tap. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join me to discuss the results of Justice Juan Merchan's sentencing of the president-elect, whatever that is. Plus, it's Friday. Tell us something good. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Losses are mounting, the flames spreading on this fourth day of massive wildfires burning out of control in Los Angeles.
Looks like, you know, World War II. I mean, World War III. You know, I mean, you look like an atomic bomb went off. It's absolutely devastating, unrecognizable.
Augie Silk's home in Pacific Palisades is one of 10,000 buildings swallowed up by fire. The death toll is up to at least 10. Among the victims, a 67-year-old amputee and his son, who had cerebral palsy. Many people are furious. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti asked Mayor Karen Bass,
what explains this lack of preparation and rapid response?
Let me just say, first and foremost, my number one focus, and I think the focus of all of us here with one voice, is that we have to protect lives, we have to save lives, and we have to save lives.